Hello and welcome to a quirky edition of Sweet Disposition.
Yeah.
Quirky because we have in front of us a packet of McVitie's Quirks chocolate.
They don't usually do biscuits.
No, but they are sweet.
And they say new, and the new is just kind of drawing
yeah.
in.
They're a crunchy biscuit with a smooth chocolate-flavoured centre.
Now, when I first saw the picture, I thought these are just going to be Jaffa cakes with chocolate in the middle. But
they look a bit like that.
But they look like shortcake.
I don't know, but no part of a Jaffa cake is crunchy, so...
No, I think that's shortcake.
Stale Jaffa cake.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And also, Jaffa cake's a cake, not a biscuit.
Yep.
But I think that's a discussion for another day.
65 calories. Oh,
there's a care line if you're not satisfied with these.
I think most things have that, but...
Really? Like, I'm so disappointed with my biscuits, I need medical assistance.
For once, I really don't know what to expect about these. Like, I don't, like...
It almost looks like it's a dried fruit inside.
Yeah, it looks like an Eccles cake
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, let's crack them open.
Yeah.
Open the biscuits.
So I can feel they come in one of the... They're one of those packs of biscuits that come in a little tray.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're
so how many we have?
There's
14.
They look kind of lumpy.
They look like kind of Italian biscuits that you'd have
yeah,
with a cappuccino.
Yeah, they're flat on the bottom and then they're domed on the top. So they're not just...
It looks like a tiny macaroon.
Very fine.
Mm, I think it's shortcake.
Should we try it?
Yeah, bite in.
Not much chocolate.
Mm.
It's a bit dry.
Yeah, very dry.
Mm, it's sucked up all the moisture in my mouth.
And it's basically chocolate spread, isn't it? It's Nutella in a biscuit.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's
not a nice Nutella.
And it's not shortcake either. It's just a biscuit gone wrong.
Yeah,
mm.
I'm not even sure I want to try another one.
Yeah, the chocolate inside is definitely the consistency of Nutella.
That's why they say smooth, I suppose. If there's one thing Nutella is, but there's kind of
but it's just smooth, not spreadable.
Yeah, there's too little of it to be really smooth because all the biscuit crumbs get caught up in it.
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat one more.
It's not crunchy at all. It's more like just biscuity. Like,
tastes a bit stale.
Perhaps that's just because we've had them a while.
And in a wrapper.
Yeah, these have a shelf life of like 18 years or something.
McVitie's, I feel, don't tend to experiment
too
much.
Yeah, 31st of December.
Mm.
I think they're weird. I don't really know what to say about them.
I'm not feeling these at all. I mean, I'll have another one just to make sure.
And I see, I don't even want another one. They don't even... Like, this isn't even on my biscuit radar. I don't call this a biscuit.
They're too small for biscuits, I feel.
Hmm.
Like a hobnob or like a ginger nut is crunchy. These are, like, not particularly crunchy. They're just biscuity.
Crumbly.
Mm.
It's like someone's taking just a bog-standard biscuit and some bog-standard, like... cheap shop-owned, little imported from the Ukraine chocolate spread and filled a biscuit with it.
You just offended so many people with that description.
Generic Middle Eastern.
If our podcasts have reached the Ukraine, then I'd be very surprised.
I think that these could have been amazing if they were a really lovely shortcake. And
would have been a better way to go.
With something with a better chocolate inside.
I mean,
of it.
The name is a bit weird as well. Quirks. I mean, what's quirky about a biscuit with chocolate spread in?
Mm. Well, there aren't any other biscuits with chocolate spread.
And I think we know why.
Yeah, this.
And that's not true. You can get those like koala-shaped biscuits that have like Nutella in, or.
Oh yeah, they're nice. Those ones.
Yeah,
actually.
They are. Because that's because it's not biscuit around the outside. It's like that crunchy. Stuff like you get in a Kinder Bueno, like
that
kind
wafer
of thing.
Type almost, isn't it?
What do you reckon would happen if you dunked one?
I think it would disintegrate.
The chocolate would leak out into the
tea. That's not going to work at all.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to try it. It's not worth it.
Yeah,
so
well,
McVitie should stick to digestive-based products.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the same company that brings you chocolate hobnobs, which is possibly the greatest biscuit known to man.
And caramel chocolate digestives.
I know.
Yeah.
So
I think the quirks are. Too quirky for their own good.
Quirk, black. That's my official
quirk
rating.
I give it a D minus.
Cool.
Minus.
I'm not even rating them.
Okay. Undefined score.
You give it a U to go with the A levels.